Build a wall or barriers along the southern border is welcome news to some in the Southwest as efforts to capture human smugglers are spilling into quiet neighborhoods unaccustomed to blaring sirens and people arrested on the curb. Border correspondent Allie Bradley has details on the sometimes complicated arrests.
Are you taking a picture?
I am. I'm taking a picture of Mr. Carlos. How are you?
Good.
You know, just to show you, like, they're out here every day.
3 times in 5 days, human smuggling pursuits ending in this quiet Cochise County neighborhood.
There's 5 individuals jumping his fence, running straight across the neighborhood. It's bricked. It's all fenced in. Yeah. And they just hopped it like it was nothing. I went inside, locked all the doors. One of my kids was inside. And they literally were kneeling down right there when I came face to face with them. That was pretty scary.
The driver and passenger from Texas and Alabama were actually nabbed by Sheriff Daniels, who followed after they hopped the fence into another backyard.
They're also charged for criminal trespass. When you go in somebody's property and you're hiding in their backyard without permission, the homeowner chose to charge them, who happens to be a law enforcement officer, works at the sheriff's office.
That officer, Deputy Andrew Marshall, a pursuit ending in his neighborhood while we were talking at National Night Out.
We just had one end up in your neighborhood about a half hour ago.
Yep, while again. You were...
Deputy Marshall says it's unsettling leaving his wife and 2-year-old daughter at home alone.
She was not very safe in her own home last night, and she didn't want me to leave. And... So it sucks being on this side.
Now, these smuggling drivers are typically going to stay on highways like this because they want out of this nearly 6,300 square mile county as quickly as possible because they just picked up a group of undocumented individuals who crossed the border illegally.
It's not families seeking asylum. It's individuals more than likely have something to hide.
But lately, they're speeding through these communities under the impression that law enforcement won't pursue them.
They know that if we're putting more people in danger, we're not going to chase them. We're going to stop, and they're going to get away.
They are making arrests, more than one a day. Sheriff Daniels says they've arrested more than 400 people for smuggling in less than a year, and his community is certainly feeling it.
It's all about their quality of life that they feel is being fractured as a result of this border not being secured.
And the community's feeling it, and the sheriff is feeling it. He says he's had at least 5 deputies hurt in just the last week, Nicole. And that is why he says he's increasing the operational tempo, bringing down resources to Cochise County that they've never seen before.